USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Congress is shining a spotlight on discrimination and hate crimes against Asian Americans. Republican Congressman from Texas, Chip Roy, saying all the bad guys should be arrested and prosecuted for committing crimes.
That's bad guys of all colors. That's bad guys of all persuasions. That's bad guys targeting people for all different reasons.
The congressman adding,
when we start policing free speech, we're doing the very thing that we're condemning when we condemn what the Chinese Communist Party does to their country.
The U.S. is set to reach 100 million coronavirus vaccine shots in arms as early as Thursday. President Biden making a campaign promise to deliver 100 million shots in his first 100 days in office. The president is poised to reach that goal ahead of schedule as he was sworn in just 57 days ago. This is USA Radio News.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. More stimulus and higher inflation could potentially drive gold prices to record highs in 2021. And with gold exploration stocks poised to skyrocket in the coming months, you have an opportunity to position your trades with red-hot gold exploration stock opportunities. Text the word GOLD to 48542. Get front row access to market intelligence when you text the word GOLD to 48542 and to set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode with your free subscription to the Gold Market Research Report. Text GOLD to 48542 and have this red hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the most promising gold exploration stocks, then text the word GOLD to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021. Text GOLD to 48542.
The IRS is warning people that scammers are going to try and confuse you by mentioning coronavirus this tax filing season. Basically, thieves are trying to get your social security number and other information, which can be used to steal your refund and cause other financial headaches. CyberReason CEO Lior Liz says hackers know taxes are fantastic bait for their scam.
What hackers doing today, they're trying to convince you to click as much as possible. When it's related to the IRS, the probability that you will click is high because everybody is nervous about it. Everybody wants to make sure that they're doing it right. And when it's happening, you just click and don't think twice.
That audio courtesy of CNBC. The IRS will never call you or text you or contact you on social media. Google is hiring in more than a dozen cities and states, including Atlanta and Washington, D.C., creating at least 10,000 new full-time jobs. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Foreign affairs front and center for the Biden administration.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken and Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin met with their South Korean counterparts on Thursday in the Biden administration's first foreign policy trip. Blinken said that conversations regarding North Korea centered around the denuclearization of the communist state.
We are committed to the denuclearization of North Korea and improving the lives of all Koreans who continue to suffer widespread and systematic abuses.
Blinken also addressed the role that China was playing in the region and the destabilizing effect it was having.
We are clear-eyed about Beijing's consistent failure to uphold its commitments, and we spoke about how Beijing's aggressive and authoritarian behavior are challenging the stability, security, and prosperity of the Indo-Pacific region.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
More tornadoes are forecast for parts of the southeast. The Storm Prediction Center saying an ongoing severe weather outbreak could include large hail, intense strong tornadoes, and damaging winds. Folks in Mississippi cleaning up after twisters roared through their area late Wednesday night.
10 seconds it was gone, but if it would have lasted a little bit longer, I probably wouldn't be here.
That Mississippi resident speaking to ABC News, as did Pastor Warren Montgomery, who lost his church again after having to rebuild from a previous tornado destroying his church.
I just think that he has something greater. I mean, things like this are going to happen, and it's just how we respond to it. We just believe that God's going to do something greater.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.